This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A federal judge has thrown out a U.S. Department of Justice subpoena demanding the medical records of minors who receive gender-affirming care at Colorado Children's Hospital. In an order filed yesterday, the judge said the Justice Department can only issue subpoenas to investigate possible violations of the law. And in this case, the order says there is no federal law banning gender-affirming care for minors. The DOJ has 2 weeks to file any objections. Colorado Children's Hospital and Denver Health paused gender-affirming care for minors last month after the Trump administration threatened to withhold federal funding from hospitals that provide that treatment. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is freezing more than $300 million in child care and food aid to Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
An official with the Trump administration's Office of Management and Budget confirmed the hold on federal funds from three separate programs, the Child Care and Development Fund, the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program, and the Social Services Block Grant program. The administration says it's being done over concerns that benefits are going to non-citizens, but did not point to any evidence. Colorado is one of five Democratic-led states where funding is being frozen. Still, this is seen by many in Colorado as the latest tool by President Trump in his effort to get former Mesa County clerk and election denier Tina Peters released from state prison. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Vail, mostly clear overnight with lows in the teens. Tomorrow, clouds build with snow forecast by the afternoon, and that snow is likely through Saturday. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.